Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, the WITY radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. I'm Chad Baker. He's the coach, John Spezia.
Well, I've started controversy with the bird dogs first thing in the morning. I come all the way back from Charleston.
We didn't even get the intro fired off, and we're already
on it, aren't we?
Each week we set a new record for how quickly we can get out of the gate and then off of the rails immediately.
Oh, well, get those sponsors out. Leitos and Mimi and the rest of the game.
Who's Mimi?
What's the cat's name? I forgot.
Fifi.
I've been gone.
Huh? Fifi.
Fifi.
Get the cat's name right.
And you know what? I guarantee there's a cat by the name of Mimi somewhere.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Yeah, there's no question.
That is what all the grandkids on my wife's side of the family call Grandma. They call her Mimi.
They call Nancy Gigi. So
Gigi.
I understand that.
Know? So. I come from the day where we just called grandma's grandma. Grandpas were granddads or grandpa.
Because you're old school like me. You're old school.
We didn't stray too far away from the sidewalk.
As I always do, you know, we start off, Chad's in his Adidas hat.
Adidas. Yeah, you kind of did the European, Euro-American pronunciation.
And then he's got his nice gray tribe shirt on in green.
William & Mary, yeah.
William & Mary. I would have said the Cleveland Indians, but, you know, we don't say that anymore.
No. First of all, it's green, so it's, you know, that kind of forest green. Yeah. And gold. So William & Mary, beautiful campus. The Halps know about it, obviously. They've got some representation out that direction.
Right.
And
I thought that was a mistake, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
He was playing for Billy Mims, a good friend of mine down in Florida Tech.
Yeah. William & Mary has they're one of those campuses that their campus bookstore is a full-fledged Barnes & Noble. So there's some money there.
You're full of information this morning.
They are. Yeah.
You stay up at night and try to get this
stuff? No. It's on the trek out.
And you
out
failed
the
trivia question this morning, too.
I did. But the William & Mary thing is on the trek to Norfolk, Virginia from here. So it's an easy stop. Colonial Virginia. So.
Well, you got your degree from the Harvard of the Midwest, Lakeland College in Eastern Illinois.
Wow, we're throwing out those loose accolades today, aren't we?
Yes, we are. By the the bird dog's in his peppery gray beard now.
I'm not into the Just for Men Club yet. I just want to see how bad it can get.
How young it will be. You're getting into the European look, bird.
Yeah, the sophisticated. I want to try it for that rugged old guy look. That way,
you look rugged today.
Rugged.
I know you didn't stay up very long.
I don't look rugged.
Yeah, I know you didn't stay up very long because you don't have much on the sheet for me today. You usually have 10 reams of paper.
And here's the other thing. Heading into some vacation time here. This upcoming weekend.
You're going to take a vacation?
Going to take some time off. Deal with all the things that are festering behind the scenes. And so, but I'll be back. Obviously, I'll be back next Saturday.
You'll be back next Saturday?
Yeah, it's just a week vacation, so it's within the confines of a week from what they tell me, the powers that be.
Are the powers of the be.
Well, we won't get into that.
Good morning, Dave, by the way. Good morning, Dave. Go ahead.
Likely on his way in.
Get your sponsors.
Our sponsors, presenting sponsor, Sir Pro Vermilion. Yeah, absolutely. Our good friends down at Leitos Hardware in Westville, and that is Fifi the cat that you're going to be visiting.
I'm going to go visit Fifi.
Go visit Fifi.
I'll give her a little bit of cat.
Give her a little scratch behind the ear there. And of course, while you're there, make sure that you get all those hard-to-find items. You could probably get some stuff for some summer grilling. I know that they are big into that. I think they have some stuff with like rubs, maybe some sauces. I don't know, but definitely some grilling utensils they have. Don't know what all the vices they have nowadays. I think they used to do that a little green egg. I may be wandering off in territory. I don't know. I better be careful here.
You're definitely wandering off.
Yeah, so they do.
Did you get plenty of sleep last night?
I do know that
night?
They have the Traeger grill stuff because okay. I've seen it there before. our good friends over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best of Mexican dining. Visit El Toro of Danville, and then if you do that, you don't have to grill. They'll make the food for you. And Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler out in Fairmount for all your insurance needs.
Good morning, Justin.
It's Dustin with a D.
Dustin.
D. Dustin.
Dustin.
Dustin. There you go.
I have a cousin by the name of Justin, but go ahead.
Yeah. There's a lot. If you get a room full of Justins and Dustins, it can probably get pretty confusing. So I'm glad they just stopped with two of those initials because you can... You know, you get the Brads and Chads and Dads and, yeah.
Chads and Dads?
You know, all those.
Chads
they,
and Bads?
They didn't get crazy with the women's names like they did with the men's names. You know, I mean, there's nothing that rhymes with Stephanie. There's what? Nothing that rhymes with Brittany. All the men's names seem to rhyme.
Oh.
Trent, Brent.
Oh.
Chad, Brad.
Chad, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
What if your folks would name you Chad,
John,
Brad?
John, Sean.
Yeah, thank you.
Lawn.
We're off to a great start.
We're off to a great start, and I'm glad we can kind of be free and loose with this because whenever you only have 7 pages of information as opposed to 15 that you got to squeeze in, you can be free and loose with it.
Actually,
so
we're
tying up.
You got
here.
Some sleep last night.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, got a little bit of sleep. So we've got tying up a baseball, softball.
I'll do the baseball for you. I know you're tired.
Well, hold on. Let's preview what we've got coming up here. So we've got baseball, softball seasons wrapping up. We got one team left on each side, both at the same school, Riverton Park. Right now, there again, it's always a race to see who the last team standing is. And right now, Riverton Park, all eyes on that school here today as they will have both of those teams playing. Track and field wrapping up. You got boys golf, which still has about another week or so left. There's a kind of a dwindling of teams that is processed over there on the Indiana side. We're in full-fledged prospect league season. We've got Legion baseball to talk about, Legion softball, Eastern Illinois Baseball League action. We've got some things off the field going on to talk about. And then who knows with us?
It could be anything.
We're going to start. We may wander off into NBA action. We may wander off into college NIL conversations. Always a
could
big deal.
Could be WNBA with Caitlin Clark.
It might be wrestling. It might be wiffle ball. I don't know. I mean, we might be the Ocho before this is said and done.
With the two of us, you're about right.
We might be the Nueve at this point.
We're done with the sponsorships now.
We are.
I got Fifi, not me.
Fire off baseball.
All
right, let's see
where
we go.
Baseball, IHSA sectional championship at Arcola, Salt Fork 8, GCMS 7, Class 2A at Milliken, Monticello, the Sages, move on, beat Unity 3-2. IHSA sectionals, Riverton at Riverton Park, Riverton Park 2, Covington Trojans, 0. Riverton Park, Fountain Central 6, North Main Falcons 2, at Lafayette CC, Lafayette Central Catholic 12, the Benton Central Bisons 2 and 5 innings, Lafayette Central Catholic, Delphi, the Oracles 6, Seager Patriots 3, IHSA Super Sectional Class 1A, Illinois Wesleyan, Lexington, the Rifles. You like those nicknames?
The Lexington. Rifles?
Yeah.
Which one's the Rifles?
I thought the Lexington was always.
Are they the aren't Rifles. They the Minutemen?
I don't know. Look it up. Five.
I think they have a rifle as the rifle as their logo. Well, it's kind of like this colonial guy.
Salt Fork Storm.
Second colonial reference of today's show.
Ending a good run by the Salt Fork Storm.
Mm-hmm.
IHSA sectional championship, Class 1A Riverton Park. Riverton Park 2, Fountain Central Mustangs 1 at South Marine Greencastle 8. Park Heritage 5. Today, IHSA Regional Championships, Clinton Prairie at Riverton Park.
His career at Salt Fork on a high note there. Of course, Coach mentioned it last week. Joe's taking a job over at Tremont.
What's the nickname for Tremont?
I don't know.
Stumping you today, aren't I?
Yeah, I'm not well versed on Tremont. I actually had to look up where he was going because I think you mentioned it last week, and I was just like, "Wait, where's that at?"
Well, his brother's
at Leroy.
Yeah, his brother
Tremont,
had a great run.
Little further over, over north.
Tremont's up towards
like the Peoria area. Taking over a program, so a little bit behind the program he's taken over. They've been down the last couple of years, however. Had the gentleman that had won the championship at Arcola prior to their last coach, and he was there for a little while, still there as an administrator. So kind of a 1-2 punch there as far as maybe building that sports program up as a whole.
Can I help your confidence today?
Bring it.
What's the nickname for Arcola?
Oh, that's the Purple Riders.
You got one up.
Yeah.
After you screwed up, yeah.
Yeah, you're talking to somebody whose first play-by-play experience was a Cola War.
What's Tuscola's nickname?
They're the Warriors.
See, yeah. You're 2-for-2. You want to try for 3-for-3?
No.
What's Effingham's nickname?
Of the Flaming Hearts. Are we turning this into a game show here? Speaking of Effingham in that area, of course, folks flocking to U of I today to go and check out. Speaking of Lexington in the third place game against Pawnee in Class 1A, Ottawa Marquette and Father McGivney private schools in the state championship. Had to put that private school jab in there. 2A, third place game, Eureka and Newman Central Catholic in the championship, Sacred Heart Griffin and Teutopolis. So, no matter what they say, that's a good old fashioned Catholic battle. You're going to be like, Teutopolis is a public school, and be like, well, yes, it is, but it's a strong, proud Catholic community.
Did they get beat in the Super Sacred?
I believe it was Eureka that beat them.
Hmm. Eureka, Hornets of Eureka.
Semi-local team, Champaign Central, still alive. They're in a sectional championship today against Muhammad Seymour. So that could be a good local battle to check out. You're going to have to drive to Lincoln for that if that is up your alley. So that's where baseball is right now. We've got Riverton Park. There again, last team standing right now. They are 18-9. They're
going to play Riverton Park. We could check back on this in Bird Dog again. Mm-hmm. I think Riverton Park won the state championship. I think we honored them at the Greater Indiana Sports Hall of Fame. I think
it's like the 2010 team or 2011, somewhere in that range. Yeah,
they've had good softball there.
It seemed like baseball. They had a good run of athletes too, because it seems like there was a football team of theirs maybe around that time as well that had a deep run.
It's a big one that I know you won't get, so I'm not going to put it on you.
If you're asking me about nicknames on the Indiana side, there's a likelihood that dips down.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you what schools prior to belong to the Riverton Park.
That would be
Salvation. Would Shackamack Lakers be one of them?
I don't know. No, Shackamack's still around.
I'm going to get into softball.
Softball here. Don't cramp my brain here, Coach. Oh, wait, before we get into softball, let's do this right quick. So last week we did not have access to the all-county baseball team. A good buddy down at Georgetown, Brad Russell, heard me loud and clear and decided to pass that along to me
morning,
this week.
Brad.
I appreciate that, Brad.
Let me just say good morning to Brad.
No, to the all-county baseball team, a good buddy down at Georgetown, Brad Russell, heard me loud and clear and decided to pass that along to me
morning,
this week.
Brad.
I appreciate that, Brad.
Let me just say good morning to Brad.
No, as far as that goes, good morning to all the Russells out there listening, because there's a good swath of them throughout the land. Armstrong Potomac's Traxton Roberts, who's a sophomore, as well as his junior teammate Ryan Edwards, made the all-county team. BHRA trio of Cruz Dubois, who's a junior, Chaz Dubois, who's a senior, Caden Kilimanic, who's a senior, all made the county team. Jace Latos, junior for Georgetown Ridge Farm, been a good player for all of his years here, and got one more left in him. Hoopston area's Cole Miller is a junior. Oakwood's Xander Wilson is a freshman. And senior Chase Harrison. Salt Fork's Jameson Rimley and Pedro Parfour Rangel, both seniors this year. And then a Westville quad of Cameron Steinball, who's a senior, sophomore Ben Johnson, and juniors Matt Darling and Easton Barney. Of course, many of these folks heading to, if they're not already started, they're getting geared up to participate in the post 210 season.
Well, they're all doing that, and also all going to college. I'll go real quick. I think that Chaz Dubois is going to play football, I believe, across the border, I believe, in Missouri. It's either Culver Stockton or one of those. Caden Clement's going to Kankakee Community College. Jameson Rimley's going to play football at Olivet Nazarene. Cameron Steinball is going to, I believe, in Bloomington.
Heartland
College.
Yeah.
Trying to follow in the steps of his brother.
Very good. Special mentions to Carter Freeman, sophomore at Armstrong, Riley Heck, junior at Georgetown Ridge Farm, Chrisman, Dylan Judy, senior up at Hoopston area, Zach Huchel, junior. Well, no, that's Zach Hutchell because he's Hoopston. He's a junior. Jackson Dudley, senior at Oakwood, and Easton Boland, sophomore at Westville. Honorable mention, and somebody at some point in time is going to have to pull me aside and indicate special mention versus honorable mention and which one means more. I guess special mention does because it's ahead of honorable mention.
Well, special mention, you want me to clear that up for you?
Do you have the clarification of the difference?
Special mention is the ones that voting-wise, because they're a vote on all this stuff.
Okay.
And they just missed. They were close in the voting.
Okay.
Okay, so they just missed. Honorable mentions, the coaches.
Coaches say, vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Well, I'm glad that you cleared that up, because I would hate to just go on assuming here.
Yeah, well, you know what happens when you assume.
Absolutely. David Franzen, sophomore at Armstrong Potomac, honorable mention, along with the senior Anderson Thomas, BHRA, sophomore Landon Heck of GRFC, Raiden Montez, freshman for Hoopston area, Bryson Marchinko, senior of Oakwood. I believe Bryson is playing some EIBL action this summer. I'm pretty sure I saw his name on a roster here the other day. Salt Fork's junior Braxton Clem and sophomore Chance Quick of West. Well, congratulations to all.
All right, here's the baseball records. St. Joe Ogden Spartans 32-4, Salt Fork 23-8, Westville Tigers 22-6, BHRA 20-10, Oakwood the Comets 17-15, the Milford Bearcats 17-16, Armstrong Potomac 13-9, the Parrish Tigers 12-17, Iroquois West 11-15, Watseka Warriors 11-15, Hoopston area Cornjerkers 9-19, Schlarman Hilltoppers. I think I thought that was a co-op. No, that's softball. I'm sorry. 5-13 mm-hmm. for the Schlarman Hilltoppers. Heritage 5-19. Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman 5-21. Assistant Park Christ Lutheran 4-18. Danville 3-25.
All final records.
Yep, all final records. Here's the only team still alive over in Indiana. Riverton Park 18-9, Park Heritage 17-9, Covington Trojan 15-10, Sigurd Patriots 15-10, Bend Central Bison 6-18, Attica Red Ramblers 4-19-1, and North Main Falcons 2-21. That's the final records, except for Riverton Park is still alive.
Yeah. Anything now looking back, 2020 vision, hindsight, that stood out to you this season on the baseball side from those records?
There you go. Great run by some of them.
Maybe surprise for many of those, or that really, that was about kind of, I think, where we were pretty similar last year.
I was a little surprised that Westville got beat by Bismarck in the mm-hmm. regional. I was a little surprised by that one.
Yeah.
But we knew they were going to somebody was going to run into Monticello eventually.
Sure, sure.
And we all know you're going to run into Teutopolis somewhere along the line.
Absolutely. I think maybe little the record doesn't indicate how strong of a program that Armstrong Potomac has. They've switched coaches this year. Of course, they always find a way to reload, but they hung in there. They played pretty tough baseball this year and made a nice run. I believe they went to the regional championship.
They did.
Yeah, but then and they lost to Salt Fork in a good battle there. But there again, no drop off, you know, and you keep seeing these players graduate. You know, it's definitely one of the smaller schools, which means a smaller pool of talent, and they keep finding ways to do it, and they play well as a team, and they always do.
We go back in history here, and this is going to date even me a little bit. But mm-hmm. Go back, there was a guy who was a heck of a baseball player, and they played, and I want to say they won the regional, they beat Danville. Potomac had a guy named Mark Carley. Mark has since passed away, Justin Carley's dad. Mm-hmm. Heck of a baseball player. And they got beat, I want to say, and if there's somebody out there, correct me, they got beat in the sectional, they're super somewhere along, against a very good team out of, this is going to date me too, I can't think of, but I think they had a guy who ended up being a major league, somewhere around the Decatur area.
Yeah,
but that's been, you know, probably almost 40 years ago.
If you're thinking Kevin Seitzer would be that guy from the Decatur area, I believe he went to Macon Meridian.
You're exactly right.
May have been a different name of the school at the time, but yeah, he was over from that area, and he would be an EIU Panther, and years as a Kansas City Royal. I believe he may have even gotten a batting title. He was a pretty good hitter.
Yeah, he was.
And then became a pretty good batting coach, too. He was, I think he was a batting coach for the Braves for a little while. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that goes back. Mark Carter was a heck of a baseball player, and I want to mention him because I've heard, you know, of course, my good friend Jeff Millis reminds me that, you know, Potomac did have good baseball at one time. As Al Green gets on him all the time about
Potomac. Absolutely. Let's bring it to softball here.
All right,
we got
the softball. I got it. Again, IHSA regional champ. Oh, wait a minute. Today, regional champ. Did we get the baseball? We got it right out of the way.
Yeah, we got baseball.
There we go. I was looking at the semi-state, Clinton Prairie and Riverton Park. Okay, there we go. IHSA regional championship, Riverton Park 12, Clinton Prairie 2. And 6. Today, IHSA semi-state Class 1A at Frontier Southwood versus South Central. North Newton versus Riverton Park.
And then the winners of those two games will play in the
state championship. June 13th and 14th. I've been to North Newton, believe me, and South Central. I've been in both those places. And Frontier, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. And there again, Riverton Park, the last team left from our area, 26-4. And they were the only team on the Indiana side that had a winning record.
That's amazing.
From our region.
Softball records: Westfield Tigers 28-6, Salt Fork Storm 26-5, St. Joe August Martin 23-13, Milford Park System Park 15-10, Oakwood Schlarman 15-10-1, Armstrong Potomac 14-13, BHR 13-17, Paris Tigers 12-19, Danville a little bit better 11-14, Watsika 11-14, Barry Bauer. At the end, Barry, if you're listening, again, congratulations. He's retired. I think he's going to stay as coach and maybe the AD. Iroquois West, 11-15. Hoopston Area, 9-12. The Crispin Cardinals, 3-12. Georgetown Richmond, 3-19. And Heritage Academy, 0-20. And Indiana side, Riverton Park, 26-4. Still playing. The Seager Patriots, 10-18. Covington Trojans, 9-15. South Main Wildcats, 8-11. Park. But by the way, South Main softball is much better than their women's basketball. Park Heritage 8-17, Benton Central Bison 7-20, North Main Falcons 6-13, Attica 6-15, and Fountain Central Mustangs 6-18.
I think the takeaway here was as bad as what Indiana softball was in our area. No team was horrible, but they were just all kind of equally there bunched together because. All these teams separated by four games two games at the worst, other than Riverton Park, which there again, you know, is just showing that they were elite in the area.
Boys track and field.
Let's knock out a break. Let's get ABC Sports World in here.
Pay
and then
the
we'll plow through everything else here when the Saturday Sports Connection continues. Presented by Surf Pro Vermilion County on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Good morning, this is Johnson Richards. We'll begin with the Stanley Cup Final, Game 2, Edmonton Oilers hosting the Florida Panthers. Oilers took Game 1 of the 7-game series in overtime. This one would go to double OT.
Out to the near point, out blowing the zone is Marchand. Pass ahead, one more Marchand, a breakaway, hits it, Marchand, can he tie the series? And he scores!
Brewers win game two. 5-4. The series is tied at a game apiece.
The call on 560 WQAM. Marchand's second goal of the night allowed Florida to escape with a split after Edmonton's Corey Perry scored to tie it with 17.8 seconds left in the third period. The series is not at a game apiece. Game three in Florida on Monday night. Now to the Diamond we go, where Texas and Texas Tech were battling it out in the winner-take-all game of the College World Series. The Longhorns would put this one out of reach in the fourth.
Scott smashes that deep center field. Mia Scott, grand slam, Texas, in game three of the finals.
The call on ESPN after eight previous tries, Texas wins their first ever softball national championship. Now to baseball we go. Yankees and the Red Sox in the Bronx. They've been playing against each other for 120 years. They did it on a Friday night, and in this one, it was the Yankees who struck first.
Driven into center field and deep. Rafaela back, still back, still back on the track, and it's off the top of the wall for a home run. Bounces into Monument Park. Shot.
The call on the Yes Network, the final score in that one, Yankees went ahead to beat the Red Sox for the final of 9-6. New York holds a 5.5 game lead in the AL East.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000 in cash.
Yankees went ahead to beat the Red Sox for the final of 9-6. New York holds a 5.5 game lead in the AL East.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com.
Save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Dandel Ambucks inspire mobility and independence for children, adults, and veterans in need. I'm Diane Carlton. Help us by becoming a member, volunteering, or making a donation. Ambucks sponsors Amtrikes, Challenger Baseball, summer camps, and more. Visit Dandel Ambucks.com. Shoulders together.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers. They've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, the WITY radio app presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Chad and Coach back with you. We did forget to mention Class 1A, 2A softball championships for Illinois taking place at Peoria today. Casey Westfield up 6-0 in the top of third over Dakota in the third place game. Leroy, we talked about them. The other Coach Hackman, they're in the championship today against Carrollton in 1A and then North Boone and Auburn. Carterville Beecher in the 2A segment of
Beecher
that.
Bobcats.
Yeah. So,
Good luck to Mr. Hackman and Leroy.
I can close that window down now. Yes, you got boys' track, boys and girls' track action here.
ISSA State Finals Class 1A, 4x400 relay. Oakwood, the Comets, third. Lucas Tyus, Jacob Roop, Jonathan Priez, Connor Smith, 3 minutes and 23 seconds, 0.65. Discus, Maddox Stein, I think we talked about that. Mm-hmm. He's
still got another year left.
History of throwers and Coach Wilkins has done a great job there. 54.57 meters. If you figure that one out, it's probably somewhere around 170 feet, maybe somewhere in that neighborhood. Sounds mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
Class 2A pole
vault. I'm not on the metric system, by the way.
Ninth place, Jack Weir out of St. Joe Ogden. 4.115 meters, Class 3A, 200 meters, ninth place, DeMarco Jackson, Danville, 21.94. Girls track and field, IHSA State Finals long jump, Braylee, this is Indiana,
yeah.
Hoagland out of Fountain Central.
She's competing today for that today. Long
Boys
jump.
Boys golf, crowd. Here we go, the Wabash River Conference meet, Park Heritage in first place there, then South Vermillion, Covington, Riverton Park, Fountain Central, the Attic Red Ramblers, and the Secret Patriots. Last night, IHSA Attica Sectional, 3 Advanced, Tri-West, Park Heritage, and North Montgomery. Covington was 4th, South Vermillion was 5th. And we go all the way down to 8th, Fountain Central, and Everton Park 9th, Seagrave 10th, Attica 11th. Advancing individual, Austin Foley out of Southmont, the Mounties. 75, Cade Murray out of Crawfordsville, and Ben Shaylock out of South Vermillion. This week, IHSA, the Lafayette, Jefferson Sectional, Benton Central, I should say Regional Park Heritage Team, Ben Salock, South Vermillion, Lafayette Jeff's advances.
Yeah, and so if Benton Central wins or is placed in the top third at Jeff, they have that quick turnaround because they'll be playing Monday and Friday for golf this week. So, Prospect League action.
I got it. Lafayette 7, Danville 3, the Dan, Springfield 7, Terre Haute, the Rex 3, Lafayette 7, Champion City 1. DuBois County down in southern Indiana, Terre Haute 6, Terre Haute Rex 3, Danville 4, Normal 1, Terre Haute 8, Springfield 6, Lafayette 9. I think Lafayette's the Aviators. Does that sound right?
That is correct, okay. Yes.
What's Normal? Normal is
the Corn Belters.
Corn Belt, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Danville, they play at the Corn Crib.
Championship City, you know that one?
Champion City is the Kings.
The Kings, Cape 6, Terre Haute 5. In 10, Lafayette, Danville postponed. Normal 3, Terre Haute 1. Lafayette at Danville postponed. That was a double hitter. Last night, Terre Haute 16. The Thrillville Thrillers?
Thrillbillies.
What's their?
The Thrillbillies. I can't make that up, Coach. I can't make that up. It's ridiculous.
For the and 6 for the Thrillbillies. I still can't make that one up.
Yeah. Right. That at least has a little bit of rooted history in it, but yeah. So
Lafayette 6, Champion 6, Champion Champion City 3. Today, Thrillville at Terre Haute, Lafayette at Champion City, and Alton at Danville. This week, Chillicothe at Lafayette. Danville at DuBois County down in southern Indiana. Terre Haute at, I think a famous baseball player played in the DuBois County area. I'll let you figure that one out. He played for the Cardinals. Normal at Lafayette, Springfield mm-hmm. at Terre Haute, DuBois at Lafayette, Illinois Valley at Danville, Lafayette at Champion City, Danville at Clinton, Terre Haute at Normal, Champion City at Lafayette, Danville at Clinton. I assume Clinton
is the Lumber Kings?
Huh?
Lumber Kings? No. Clinton, Iowa.
Iowa. You know, Clint and Iowa used to have a professional Class A baseball team in this particular league.
Well, yeah, that'd be the Illinois-Indiana-Iowa League, the Triple I.
Other one was the Midwest League when it was the Danville Warriors.
Midwest League, yeah.
The Burlington Bees.
Burlington Bees, ironically, in Prospect League now as a Prospect League team.
They had a great baseball park. Yeah. Now I've lost complete championship city, Lafayette, Danville, Clinton, Terre Haute, Springfield, Thrillville, that's Marion, Illinois now. That's thanks to the Bird Dog, at Danville, Cape, where's the Cape at?
Cape Girardeau, the Catfish.
The Catfish, yes. Cape Girardeau, home of Southeast Missouri.
Southeast Missouri, yeah.
Terre Haute, Du Bois County, at Lafayette.
The Dans 3-4 on the season. Of course, they've got a couple of games that they got to make up. The Rex 4-6 just below them. Lafayette off to a great start. They're 7-1, their best team in the entire Prospect League.
And they're just flying through this league.
So, yeah. Do you want to take a stab at the Quincy team as far as the name?
The Horn Dogs?
They are the Doggy Paddlers. Dog with an oar. So kind of a playoff of poor swimming, but, and something else I found out. So the ownership, structure for both Quincy and Springfield, very similar, including, famed wrestler, Jeff Jarrett. His dad was Jerry Jarrett, famous wrestling promoter down in Nashville, Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And Jeff Jarrett, the chosen one from WCW, he's a WWE Hall of Famer. But
The only Hall of Famer I know is Ultimate Warrior.
Well, there you go, Jim Helwig.
Yeah. You know, he played football at Fountain Central.
Fountain Central, Vetersburg area, yeah.
Yeah, he's passed away, but he's, yeah.
If you dig around, you got a smattering of wrestling
is from Schlarman. He played football.
Yeah, so, and then Chad Patton, which is from Urbana area, who's still refereeing for WWE.
See Jack Doan from every once in a while. So if you're out there, Jack, just kind of mention.
Oh him. Yeah, Jack would be an interesting one to try to work to get on the show sometime. There's some war stories there.
Yeah, well, I could tell you the story about the Ultimate Warrior someday. I will. It's a funny story.
All right.
Senior American Legion Baseball, the Yard Goats 18 and under at Danville Post 210 Speakers. That was canceled today. It's Taylorville, Round Robin, Danville Post 210, and Canton Crushers, Danville Post 210 against C.I.
If you want to talk about weird names, you know, there's some of these travel teams and some of these Legion teams that the Post 210 Speakers are going to be up against here.
This week, Taylorville, Round Robin, Danville, Post 210.
Go ahead. Talk about the Honey Badgers there, if you would, Coach.
It's one of the toughest, you know, animals. If you talk about tough animals, Honey Badgers is one of the tough ones, I'll tell you. Rantoul, Post 210, 287, down Post 210 versus Senior Guardians. Watseka, Danville, Post 210 Speakers, Danville, Post 210 Speakers at Terre Haute, Wayne, Newton, Post 346.
Not that Wayne Newton. Different Wayne Newton. For those that are wondering. We have to signify that every year.
Not playing
It's not the Vegas Wayne Newton that found his way to Terre Haute and had a post named
Danville
after
post
him.
Post 210 Speakers of Baseball's Battle Cancer Tournament at Baldwin, Missouri. Junior American League Baseball, Round Robin, Taylorville, Danville Post 210, 16, Illinois Prospects, 4. 16-4, Danville Post 210, 20, Junior Guardians, 0. Post 210, Gold, 16, Peoria Pirates, 2. Danville Post 210, Gold, 7, Illinois Prospects, 6. Today's game with Gold at Tuscola Post 27, canceled last night. Atwood Memorial Tournament, Danville Post 210, 3. St. Joseph Bandits, 16-2. Danville Post 210, 15, Champaign Junior Legion, 2. The hat goes off to Danville Post 210, the Legion people that helped sponsor this.
Yeah.
They do a fantastic job, by the way, and that would be remiss if we didn't say something, because they do as many teams they support. Atwood Memorial Tournament, a longtime baseball fan. I believe he coached also, I think, at Post 210. They have a Post 210 versus Alton Post 210. Navy, this week, Danville Post 210 hosts Atwood Memorial Tournament. Tuscola at Danville, Danville at Paris. Orange and Blue, the tournament in Champaign, Post 210 at Extreme Elite Springfield. They play also the Braves White 15, Post 210 Rhino Scorno 15-16 under team.
Yeah, no clue.
Am I getting that right? Oh, that's.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. They got that.
What's our favorite? Oh, Senior American League. Oh, that's softball.
Yeah.
Express Black 18 and under versus Post 210 Elite 18 and under. Royal Elite 18 and under versus Post 210. BNGSA Angels 16 and under versus Post 210 Junior American League in softball.
That's all happening today.
Yes, Post 210
triple header.
Elite under four Pulse 14-9 down Post 210 down Post 210-7 Mattoon Cobras Juniors 13 under zero Eastern Illinois Baseball Buckley Loda.
The Dutch Masters.
The Dutch Masters. And they have a great ballpark.
They do.
A lot of history with that if you want to check with.
It is a gem is what it is. And it's hidden. It's not. You're not seeing it by the highway. No. You need to go off into the neighborhood. If you're a baseball fan, and we talk about Danville Stadium all the time because it is a gem.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about wanting to go on a baseball pilgrimage, there's been local lore. I wandered off one day and I stumbled upon it because I knew it was there. I just hadn't found it. I drove through Buckley one day, just kind of scoured the neighborhoods and stumbled upon it. And it's a beaut.
There you go.
It's a beaut, Clark.
Danville 11, Arcola's nil. Danville 8, Arcola nil. Paxton with the bye this week. Arcola at Royal. That's been in the league for a long time also. Paxton at Buckley. Doubleheader Danville with the bye. That's the Dirtbags and the Makeup Jamboree. And
I wonder how the fence situation over at St. Joe is affecting those games. Because I know that they seem like they, with all the wind and storms we've had. I
went by there the other day. And looks like it was
left field is a little saggy right now.
A little saggy.
All right. Well, let's dive in. What else we've got here for the week? Taking a look at what we've got. EIU Baseball All Skills Youth Camp coming up on June 17th and 18th, 10 a.m. to noon. This is for ages 6 to 15. Our good buddy Jason Anderson, the coach there at EIU behind this. You can register online at EIUPanthers.com and go to the Fan Zone, Panther Sports Camps. Should be a good time had by all. We've got, for those that are looking for the schedule for Post 210, I have that on our, if you go to our post on WITY Sports on X, got that posted on there. Kiara Gregory. DAC baller, female baller. She's going to extend her career and her education at Bethune-Cookman University. So congrats to her. Congrats to former DHS Viking Justin March securing the Bill Walsh Fellowship coaching position with the Tennessee Titans. Big step up for him. Of course, he had a solid career there. Got to have coaching as much as they do on the athletic side. Because
ask Bill Belichick.
You think of all the old ball coaches out there that can have a long. I mean, longevity.
Coach Lima was a pro coach for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be able to get into that at the pro level, I would imagine there's definitely some nice lucrative opportunities there. That's the hope. So congrats to them. And we'll take our final break. We'll come back. We'll chat about whatever else we can dig out of the sports world.
We'll get them stirred up, Burdo.
We'll try. With the Saturday Sports Connection continues here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com. www.serfpro.com and the WITY radio app, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but Surf Pro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. Surf Pro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call Surf Pro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Daniel Ambucks inspire mobility and independence for children, adults, and veterans in need. And Diane Carlton, help us by becoming a member, volunteering, or making a donation. Ambucks sponsors Amtrikes, Challenger Baseball, summer camps, and more. Visit DanvilleAmbucks.com. Shoulders together.
Stay up to date with the latest farm markets news and trends with WITY's Ag Team. This is Dennis Michelson with over 3 hours of farm programming every day. WITY is Ileana's choice when it comes to the information you need. Be sure to listen to Farm Gate with Stu Ellis every weekday, 12:15, and Down on the Farm, where we talk to the experts to learn about the latest ag technology, news, and events in our region. The WITY Ag Team, the most boots on the ground in Ileana.
Hey guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, on every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week, is getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook: read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY. WITYradio.com and the WITY radio app. IBCA All-Star Game.
Jamie Huizenga from Armstrong Potomac, who has not announced where he's going to go to college, but he's in the All-Star Game, Class 1A, in Pontiac. It's sponsored by the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association. So good luck to James. And
they've got the girls' side today, too. And on the 1A, 2A South team, assist the park squad of head coach Anthony Videca, associates or assistants Mike Dewis and
Mike Dewis. There's a name out of the past. Mike played at Crescent City, and then and he also coached the girls' basketball at Milford. And when I
believe
I was
his
there.
Daughter
and
was part of the good run of female athletics there last couple of years.
Yes, she was. And the youngest daughter's now at Assistant Park. So
yeah.
Mike was a really good
player. That's what I was talking about. She's been part of this nice run of success for Sister Park girls athletics. And then playing Watsika's Megan Martin, part of that, so they got some familiarity.
I'm sure Barry Bauer and the group will be there.
Absolutely. So that's going on up at Pontiac High School today for all the basketball fans. Want to get their off-season fix here. Well, we've got about 5 minutes here, maybe a little less than 5 minutes now, but what do we got? We've got, obviously, there's a ton of national sports
you got the Pacers playing, and they won last
night.
How about the Pacers? Halliburton hits a shot at the end.
Underestimating them, and they're athletics. And then playing Watsika's Megan Martin, part of that, so they got some familiarity.
I'm sure Barry Bauer and the group will be there.
Absolutely. So that's going on up at Pontiac High School today for all the basketball fans. Want to get their off-season fix here. Well, we've got about 5 minutes here, maybe a little less than 5 minutes now, but what do we got? We've got, obviously, there's a ton of national sports
You got the Pacers playing, and they won last night. How about the Pacers? Halliburton hits a shot at the end.
Underestimating them, and they keep burning them.
Well, because you got two, I believe Rick, some of his sons have gone through, I know the family has gone through at Notre Dame, lost. So there's a whole string. I've coached two or three of them. Yeah, Rick Carlisle's nephew is Father Carlisle, is assistant at Notre Dame La Salette. Rick Carlisle won an NBA championship at Dallas.
Yeah.
Remember, he was coaching Donka.
Heavily underrated coach, because remember, he was the coach for the Pistons team. Was it right before Larry Brown took him to the championship? Or was it right
that's
after?
That's a good question.
Because I think he was the coach of the Ben Wallace teams that made the run to the Eastern Conference Championship, but kept running into
right
whoever it was that was.
Well, Rick Carlisle started out, played. You know, he made the Celtics team.
You're gonna make me look
team.
This up, aren't you?
While you're looking up, he was played at Virginia, then he was a rookie for the Celtics and. He came in practice and really yeah. and learned, and guess who liked him very well?
He won a few rings.
The great Larry Bird. And yeah. Larry Bird and Carlisle became good friends. And so when Larry Bird took over the Pacers.
You think of all those coaches that came from that Celtics team.
Right.
Of course, that's
Carlisle
good lineage.
Came with Larry Bird. And then, you know, of course, the rest is history.
Ainge was on that team. McHale was on that team. Bird. Parrish had some time as a coach. DJ coach?
I'm not sure about that one. I'm not sure about that one.
McHale was
the head coach for the Houston Rockets. Yeah. A little quick story there.
Bill Walton? Bill Walton was on that. Yeah. I think he was on the bench on a couple of those.
But going back real quickly, you lost my train of thought here. You got me off track, Bird Dog. So going back to
Rick Carlisle.
Rick Carlisle, on the way back to Rick Carlisle, came back with Bird at the Pacers, and you know, basically when Bird took over, he had, and you got to give Bird credit because he hired Carlisle to do a lot of the stuff with the players, offensive stuff. Then I believe he hired Dick Harder, who the defensive coach was, and then finally after a couple of years, then Bird actually did more coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Carlisle took the Pistons, and they ran into the 76ers. That would have been the AI teams. AI, Keith Van Horn. Was Keith Van Horn with them by that time? Philadelphia 76ers that would go challenge the Lakers in the conference finals. Carlisle actually won a coach of the year in 2002. They fired him in favor of Larry Brown, which made that championship run. And then he went to his first tour of duty with
but
the
that
Pacers.
Happens with pro basketball. The New York Knicks just fired Thibodeau.
Right.
That's the best.
The Lakers fired Frank Vogel after winning a championship.
Yeah.
So he's a solid coach.
When the players make more than the coach,
it shows
NBA
that you can't
a different
get
animal.
Along. Yeah. Can't get
and
along.
Going back to that real quickly, we talked about that, McHale with the Rockets. He had an assistant at the Rockets by the name of Chris Finch, who I coached against in England. Chris mm-hmm. Finch is the head coach of the Timberwolves.
Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah.
And there was a guy, Nick Nurse, who coached then for the Brighton Bears.
He's bounced around a little bit. Won a championship with Toronto.
Yep. And now it's the 76ers. So, you know. It's ironic with this business, we're a crazy business of coaching that we're in. You just never know.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to wrap us up for this week. We'll squeeze more in next week. We'll have more time next week because we'll have less local stuff to talk about. We'll definitely jump into a few things here. But, Coach, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Sound good?
That sounds good, Mr. Tribe, in your Adidas.
I'll try to dress better for it.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for listening to Saturday Sports Connection presented by Surf Pro Vermilion County.